This Diamond Insight takes us to Florida with senior Preston Tucker. I guess, Preston, to start with, you know, you were drafted by the Rockies last year after your junior year, so you could be playing in their organization right now instead of being back as a senior there in Gainesville. What led you to that decision to come back for another year?
Well, you know, obviously there's a number of factors going into it. One of them being, you know, the opportunity to graduate with a degree. You know, not a lot of players don't get that chance. And, you know, another thing is, we had such a talented team that last year, and to come that close, you know, and we have such good players coming back this year, that, you know, the same starting rotation, a lot of the same lineup. I think we got another great shot to go this year, so hopefully this will be the year for us.
You kind of alluded to it there. You were, of course, the national runner-up last year. With some time to look back on it, first of all, how would you kind of describe that 2011 College World Series experience?
Well, the experience itself was great. You know, I had an unbelievable time. You know, spending 2 weeks in Omaha was, you know, just awesome, but you know, obviously, when it comes down to it, we lost in the finals, which is extremely disappointing. And, you know, that kind of left a sour taste in our mouths throughout this whole fall. And, you know, that's kind of been, you know, the motive to keep us getting better and working harder this fall.
Well, you were two and out in your first trip to Omaha when you were a sophomore 2 years ago. What did you and your teammates learn from that experience that allowed you to go so much farther last year?
You know, honestly, it's just the experience of being there. I think you're playing with crowds, you know, up to 25,000-30,000 people is, you know, a little overwhelming at times. I know I was overwhelmed when we first got there. I think, you know, we didn't play to our potential my sophomore year, the first time we made it. But, you know, the fact that, you know, we had a bunch of guys with the experience, and I think we felt like we belonged there. We thought that, you know, we had a good shot at winning it last year.
You're one of a handful of guys who got to play at both Rosenblatt and the new TD Ameritrade Park last year. How would you compare those two stadiums?
Well, they're two of the best stadiums I ever played at. You know, I think the atmosphere was just unbelievable. You obviously, when we played at Ameritrade, it was right in the middle of downtown. You know, everyone was real excited about it, and I thought it was an unbelievable ballpark. You know, I like them both. But, you know, I like Ameritrade a little bit better since we played a little bit better there.
Yeah, I can imagine it. You know, and a lot of the guys, talking to guys at the series last year, that they really were kind of struck by what a pro-looking park that it is, I guess. Was that kind of big for you too?
Yeah, you know, it was really cool. I really enjoyed playing there. And I think, you know, the size of the park, and, you know, it's bigger than most college parks, really play to our advantage because, you know, we got a strong pitching staff and, you know, helped us get to the finals.
You got to play so many games in the new park, obviously. Did it play any differently than Rosenblatt did?
You know, obviously I only got two games in Rosenblatt, but It was a big ballpark. You know, it played really big. You know, I think a lot of people were saying that after the first few games were played. But, you know, we got guys on our team that can drive the ball and, you know, drive runs. And so, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we need to score runs rather than try to hit balls out of the park.
Speaking of that, BB Corps bats, of course, were the talk of college baseball last year. And across the board, power numbers and averages were down pretty much everywhere, but not for you specifically and your team pretty much as well. How were you able to do what so many others couldn't by continuing to hit the way you did?
You know, we have a different approach as most teams. I know a lot of the guys, you know, with the older bats tried to lift the ball out of the park and try to hit home runs, while we continue with just a line drive approach and try to drive the ball out because with these new bats, the easiest way to hit a home run is to backspin balls out. So we're just looking for, you know, pitches to drive. And, you know, our team did a great job of that throughout the year.
People talk about the sweet spot, I guess, being a little bit smaller. Is that the case? Do you think that's the case?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, the sweet spot's no bigger than a wood bat. I think that showed really early last year. You know, everyone was kind of struggling trying to find out, you know, the way you want to hit the ball, but you know, the bottom line is we try to barrel as many balls up as we could, and, you know, if you put the ball in the barrel, it's going to go.
Florida, you guys loaded with returning talent. You alluded to it earlier. Do you think you guys are the team to beat in college baseball this year?
Yeah, I don't know if we're the team to beat, but, you know, I think we got a very bunch of talented players here. I think, you know, same with the starting rotation coming back, and I think we got a real powerful lineup. So hopefully, you know, if we play to our potential, we can win a lot of ball games.
Would anything but a national championship be a major disappointment, though?
Yeah, I think so. And, yeah, I think that's the deal with a lot of teams. I know a lot of teams, you know, that's their goal at the end of the year is not only to get to Omaha, but to win it. You know, we've made it here 2 years in a row. So, you know, we're used to getting there and knowing what it takes, but we just need to find what it takes to finish.
A lot of talk, obviously, of the dominance of the SEC with you guys playing South Carolina and, of course, Vanderbilt essentially got down to the final three as well. Does it make it any more bitter when you lose to a conference rival like that in the championship?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's a ton of competition, you know, throughout the SEC. And you know that any team has a chance of making it to Omaha. So facing them in the finals and knowing that we'd already lost the series to them earlier in the year was kind of tough. But, you know, that's what the SEC is all about. It's real competitive, and we know that, you know, every weekend we're going to play someone that potentially can be a team to beat in Omaha.
Preston, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
I think it's probably just playing with the same guys day in and day out. You know, it's really fun. You only get 3 or 4 years here, so yeah, I really enjoyed it. I know this is my last year, and I've had a great time with the guys I've been fortunate enough to play with. So I think it's definitely the team chemistry that we have.
What's the toughest thing?
The toughest thing, geez, I think it might be the travel. You know, it's tough. You know, I'm not used to that. You know, when you play in high school, it's only, you know, 30 minute bus ride at the most. And you know, when you're going up to South Carolina on a bus for 9 hours, it gets a little monotonous. But yeah, I've gotten used to it over the years.
Before we wrap up, I'm going to do some word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind, okay?
All right.
All right, let's start with a teammate of yours, Mike Zanino.
He's a leader. Bottom line, he's a leader of this team. He's a catcher, captain. He's a great player all around.
Another teammate, Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson, he's a character. I'll give him that. You know, we got so many leaders on his team, it's tough to pick people out. But Brian will help anybody in any way. He's a great guy.
South Carolina.
Competitor. You know, right now I think they're the team to beat. You know, they haven't lost. They've won the last game in the last 2 years, so I think they're the toughest team.
Florida State.
Obviously, I'd have to go with rival. You know, if anyone's more of a rival than you know, South Carolina, it has to be Florida State.
Your head coach, Kevin O'Sullivan.
Enthusiastic. I give him, he's real enthusiastic about his job. That's all I'll say.
SEC baseball.
It's a grind. It's a grind, day in and day out. Every team's competitive.
The Florida Gators.
I'd say they were mentally tough. I think that's, you know, one thing that can help us win down the road.
And the last one, Preston Tucker.
Senior leader. I think we don't have a whole lot of seniors this year, and, you know, I think it's our time to step up, so hopefully we can lead our team to a championship.
All right, Preston Tucker and the Florida Gators looking to get back to the College World Series and obviously some bigger goals as well. Best of luck to you this season, Preston.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.